For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Missouri ranks dead last among states for the percentage of residents who've received the first dose of the coronavirus vaccine, and two neighboring states don't fare much better. Information released by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention yesterday shows that 242,937 Missourians have received the first shot, or 3,958 people per 100,000 residents. Idaho, Nevada, and Alabama had the next worst per capita rates, followed by Missouri's neighbors on both sides. Kansas with 4,374 vaccinations per 100,000 residents, and Illinois with 4,392 vaccinations per 100,000 residents. A Missouri senator is trying to pass a bill that would allow the use of deadly force against protesters on private property. Members of a state Senate committee yesterday debated the change. The legislation also would give immunity to people who run over protesters blocking traffic. It would make demonstrations blocking traffic a felony crime. Republican supporters of the bill said blocking traffic can be dangerous if it blocks ambulances or police from responding to emergencies. Activists say enacting the bill would encourage vigilantism. Many utilities are under pressure from investors and the public to address the effects of climate change. Some have released goals to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions, but a new report out yesterday from the Sierra Club says those plans don't mean much. Campaign Representative Andy Knott says the environmental group gave each of the top 50 coal-dependent utilities a letter grade based on its climate actions. Ameren received a D. Most others failed.
There's not much difference here between the utilities that are making these commitments and the ones who aren't, and it just shows that these commitments really aren't yet living up to their promise.
Knott says most utilities, including Ameren, need to ramp up wind and solar energy production and close coal plants over the next decade. If they don't, Knott says the worst impacts of the climate crisis will unfold. Springfield police will begin wearing body cameras this week. Police spokesperson Major Tad Peters said yesterday officers will begin training on the cameras this week, and some will be issued by the middle of the week. The department bought 241 cameras at a cost of more than $600,000. The department will require officers to have the cameras on for nearly every interaction that is not a casual encounter, such as calls for service, arrests, or use of force incidents. Peters said the public and officers support using the cameras because they offer an unbiased record of any interaction that might raise questions. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIE News, Columbia.